Atlantic.
And at 9 o'clock, it's mostly sunny and 79 degrees. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Hummel Insurance, your Western Iowa Mutual Insurance Association agent in Oakland. Well, after a slight cool-off over the weekend, triple-digit temperatures are back in today's forecast for a wide section of Iowa. Miles Schumacher, a meteorologist at the National Weather Service, says we can expect steamy highs this afternoon that are some 20 degrees hotter than normal.
It looks like the entire state will make the 90s. Only cool spots, if you want to call it cool, we've got some lower 90s over the far northeast and far northwest, but 95 to 100 would be pretty common across the whole state.
Schumacher says the heat wave should roll out by Wednesday night into Thursday as cooler weather arrives.
We'll see a little bit maybe in the northwest tomorrow with a few more clouds. It's still going to be pretty hot over the southeast half of the state. By Wednesday, a little cold front will go through. We will see temperatures cooling off. It'll still be quite warm, well above normal with temperatures 85 to 90, but the real cooling looks like it'll probably come for the latter part of the week.
Highs by Thursday may only be in the 70s and 80s. Fall arrives in just under 2 weeks, September 22nd. News time is 9:01.
How do you want your money to work for you and your beneficiaries? Taxable, tax-deferred, or tax-free? Hi, this is Craig Hummel. You know, one of the biggest challenges facing baby boomers is how to transfer our assets to the next generation without Uncle Sam taking out their pound of flesh. Call Hummel Insurance Services and discover how you can transfer your wealth to your spouse or the next generation tax-free with Increasing Whole Life from EMC National Life Insurance Company. Call 1-800-482-6426 or locally at 482-6424. Increasing Whole Life Insurance is issued by EMC National Life Company, Urbandale, Iowa, and is policy form LP300. The increasing death benefit is not guaranteed until declared. The provisions may vary or be unavailable in some states. See policy for complete details. Or visit us online at HummelIns.com.
A prisoner has returned on his own accord to a work release facility in Des Moines. Iowa Corrections Department spokesman Fred Scaletta said Monday that 23-year-old Corey Dreyer surrendered around midnight Sunday at the Fort Des Moines work release facility. Dreyer had been listed as missing earlier in the day because he hadn't returned from his job. He's serving 25 years for a burglary conviction in Polk County and was transferred to the work release facility on July the 26th. Scaletta also said 35-year-old Brian Keller was still listed as escaped from the West Union residential work release facility in West Union. The department said Keller didn't return from his job on Sunday. He's serving a 60-year sentence on convictions for robbery, escape, and interference with a correctional officer causing injury. Iowa law enforcement officials are debating the wisdom of granting gun permits to blind people. The Des Moines Register reports Iowa law doesn't allow sheriffs to deny a permit to carry a gun in public based on physical ability. Some sheriffs have been granting gun permits to people with visual impairments while others have been denying them. Jane Hudson with Disability Rights Iowa says keeping legally blind people from obtaining weapons permits would violate the Americans with Disabilities Act. Some other states, including Nebraska, require anyone applying for a gun permit to provide proof of their visual ability by supplying a driver's license or doctor's statement. Police say a 79-year-old man has drowned at a swimming area in a Mason City park. Mason City Police Sergeant Steve Clemis said several people pulled John Ernest Beery out of the water Saturday evening at Big Blue Swimming Area in Ray Rorick Park. People at the swimming area tried to perform CPR on Beery, and police and firefighters also tried to revive the man. He was taken to the Mason City Hospital and pronounced dead. A 21-year-old drowned in a private pond in northeast Iowa over the weekend. Alex Ettringer died Saturday after drowning at the pond in Parkersburg. The Butler County Sheriff's Office and paramedics were called to the pond Saturday evening, and Ettringer was taken to a Cedar Falls hospital where he was pronounced dead. Firefighters in central Iowa found the body of an 88-year-old man while fighting a house fire in Urbandale. The body of Donald Running was discovered after crews were called to the fire in the 2900 block of 88th Street at around 3:30 a.m. Saturday by a neighbor who saw flames coming from the house. Urbandale Fire Chief Jerry Holt said the flames that started in the basement were reaching above the roof when crews arrived. Firefighters found Running's body just 2 or 3 feet from his front door. The man died as a result of the fire, most likely smoke inhalation. No one else was home at the time. Holt was unable to provide a cause for the blaze due to the extent of damage to the home, which was a total loss. A neighbor said that that Running was a World War II veteran from the Navy whose wife died a few years ago. His daughter had also passed away just a few months ago. His only son lives in Montana. Governor Terry Branstad has jetted off to Japan and India, embarking on his sixth international trade trip since 2011. In the past 3 years, Branstad has toured several European countries, gone south to Brazil and Chile, and made three trips to China. Since 2011, the state has spent less than $10,000 on Branstad's travels. The Iowa Economic Development Authority's foundation, which takes private contributions, has paid out nearly $114,000. It'll spend another $10,000 on the current trip. Branstad's staff says the trips can yield trade deals or bring businesses to Iowa. But some note that it's hard to know how meaningful those foreign journeys really are. Iowa Farm Bureau President Craig Hill accompanied Branstad to China earlier this year. He said Branstad is establishing valuable relationships for the state. In area news, sheriff's officials in Montgomery County report the arrest of a Stanton man on an assault charge Sunday morning. 38-year-old Marshall Adams was arrested early Sunday morning on an assault causing serious injury charge. Adams was taken into custody at around 1 a.m. of the 200 block of North 2nd Street shortly after the incident allegedly took place. He was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $1,000 bond. The Audubon City Council will hold a public hearing this evening at their City Hall with regard to the sale of city-owned property. The hearing, which takes place during the Council's regular meeting beginning at 7 p.m., pertains to lots located at 414 Pacific Avenue, the west side of South Golden Street, 202 Washington, and 210 West Broadway. Following the hearing, the Council will act on approving a resolution authorizing the sale of that property, and Mark Heller and Mike Weedy will speak to the Audubon City Council with regard to a matter pertaining to the car wash. The Athletic School District's Board of Education will meet this evening at the high school during a regularly scheduled session. And during that 7:30 p.m. meeting at the high school media center, the board will hear a special presentation from Ginger Bechtold, and architect Jerry Purdy will update the board on the middle school renovation project. Among the many action items on the board's agenda is approval of a school resource officer for the 2013-2014 school year, a sharing agreement with the Harlan Community School District for a curriculum director, a full-time at-risk advocate for the EOC Level 3 Behavioral and Preschool Program, and lighting and electrical bids for the AHS Auditorium Lighting Project. The board will also discuss capital projects and board training. State prosecutors have given way to federal prosecution of a Sioux City man accused of assault and robbery. Court documents show robbery, burglary, theft, and assault charges against LaVon Dean have been dropped. Woodbury County Attorney Patrick P.J. Jennings says dropping the local case will save the state money and could lead to heavier federal punishment for Dean. LaVon Dean and his brother Jamal broke into a Sioux City home and beat and robbed a resident at gunpoint in April. A few days later, Jamal Dean shot Sioux City Police Officer Kevin McCormick, who survived his injuries. Jamal Dean was given 25 years in prison for attempted murder. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour here on KJAN, Syria's Bashar Assad is warning there will be repercussions for any U.S. military strike. In an interview with CBS taped in Damascus, Assad said that you should expect everything. The response won't necessarily come from Syria's government. He says there are different parties and different factions that might want to respond. He also argued that the U.S. has presented no evidence to support its allegations that Syria's military used chemical weapons in an attack last month near Damascus. The White House, meanwhile, is dismissing the comments made from Assad, in which he denies his government was responsible for last month's attack. National Security Council spokeswoman Bernadette Meehan says it's no surprise that someone who would kill hundreds of children with poison gas would also lie about it. Stocks are higher on Wall Street following encouraging economic news from China and Japan. China reported that inflation eased in August, hinting at an economy on the mend. Japan reported that its economy expanded more rapidly than originally thought between April and June. Apple shares are higher a day before the company is expected to announce its latest version of the iPhone. And it was supposed to be one of the biggest donations ever made to a higher education in the U.S., but now it's been withdrawn. Centre College, a small liberal arts school in Kentucky, says it won't be receiving a $250 million donation from the A. Eugene Brockman Charitable Trust. The college says the gift was linked to a significant capital market event, but the statement didn't offer any further explanation. News time is 9:09.
How do you want your money to work for you and your beneficiaries? Taxable, tax-deferred, or tax-free? Hi, this is Craig Hummel. You know, one of the biggest challenges facing baby boomers is how to transfer our assets to the next generation without Uncle Sam taking out their pound of flesh. Call Hummel Insurance Services and discover how you can transfer your wealth to your spouse or the next generation tax-free with Increasing Whole Life from EMC National Life Insurance Company. Call 1-800-482-6426 or locally at 482-6424. Increasing Whole Life Insurance is issued by EMC National Life Company, Urbandale, Iowa, and is policy form LP300. The increasing death benefit is not guaranteed until declared. The provisions may vary or be unavailable in some states. See policy for complete details. Or visit us online at HummelIns.com.
And in the funeral announcements, Donald Thomas Beatty, age 93, formerly of Hancock, died Wednesday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Donald Beatty will be this morning at 10:30 at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home at Avoca. Glenn Brune, age 76, of Audubon, died Thursday at the Audubon County Hospital. Funeral services for Glenn Brune will be today at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Marion Beeman, age 83, of Dexter, died Thursday. Funeral services for Marion Joan Beeman will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Dexter. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Jerry Sheeter, age 67, of Fort Dodge, originally from Guthrie Center, died Friday. A massive Christian burial service for Jerry Sheeter will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Fort Dodge. Gunderson Funeral Home and Cremation Services in Fort Dodge has the arrangements. Isla Mae Aronson, age 85, of Audubon, died Saturday. A Celebration of Life memorial service for Isla Mae Aronson will be held on Tuesday at 11 o'clock at St. John's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Beryl Sorensen, age 78, of Exira, died Friday. Funeral services for Beryl Sorensen will be tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Alice Beck, age 89, of Manning, died Friday. Funeral services for Alice Beck will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Norma Dominic, age 84, formerly of Audubon, died Saturday at St. Luke's Regional Medical Center in Sioux City. A massive Christian burial service for Norma Dominic will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Barbara Rose Heller, age 82, of Portsmouth, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial service for Barbara Heller will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at St. Mary, Our Lady of Fatima Church in Portsmouth. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Albert Sturm, age 89, of Manning, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial service for Albert Sturm will be held on Thursday at 10 o'clock at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Florine Chalupka, age 92, of Yale, died Friday. No memorial services are planned for Florine Chalupka. Only an evening of visitation without the body will be held on Thursday from 4 until 7 p.m. at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Gertrude Weiss, age 90, of Fort Dodge and formerly of Manila, died Saturday. Funeral services for Gertrude Weiss will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Odie Funeral Home in Manila. And James Carey, age 75, a longtime Atlantic resident, died Sunday in Omaha. Services for James Carey will be held at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. The date and time are pending. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has the arrangements. Byron Bauer, age 86, of rural Bridgewater, died Saturday at his daughter's home. Funeral services for Byron Bauer are currently pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. The news and funeral announcements brought to you by Hummel Insurance. For all of your insurance needs, give Craig and the gang a call today at the Hummel Insurance Agency in Oakland.